Apologize first for being late, but it takes a long time to hug, 80 some odd people, coaches and players, but it really felt good. Needless to say, really happy for our football team, the organization, and the way we played today. That's when I got to look at the film and all that, but it felt like Giants football. You know, we ran the ball, played good defense, stopped them on third down. We probably would have liked to have converted a few more third downs ourselves, but I just congratulate all the people involved. So happy. I appreciate them tremendously. I tried to convey that to everybody in there. And it just feels really good. We've been chasing the feeling of being in a locker room on a Sunday or an NFL winning locker room. It feels special, all the work you put into it. And it's a week-by-week thing, but the work you put in the week is demanding. Our players and coaches, they go through a lot, all the football staff, and it's rewarding. I know prior to that it hadn't been great, but this feels good, and I think the organization can carry this into the next season. Just to clarify one thing, and with our deactivations today, Eric Flowers was deactivated because of an injury. Okay, I know some other things were said out there, but he'd been fighting a groin all year long and just couldn't do it this week. And having said that, I'll open it up. Wow. Either we don't have enough people in here or I'm good because I want to go see my wife, Maria. Go ahead.
Coach, how great is it to see over this final month of the season to see Rhett Ellison contribute after?
You know, Rhett's the kind of guy, and I just told him when I hugged him, that I appreciate and value players like him. I mean, you need pro. I call him program guys. I mean, it's not flashy, but he knows exactly what he's doing. He's a pro, studies it, gets out there, practices every day. You know, the league has a ton of those guys around the league. And he's one of them, and I think he's very, very valuable for this football team. Made some good plays today.
You mentioned hugging a lot of people. You waited on the field to hug Eli.
I did.
Curious what that moment was like for you.
It was for him. I mean, I did ask the camera guy, can you get a picture when I hug Eli? Because, it's a memory. It's a memory. Look, we've both been through a lot, none more than him with this season. But you know what? He never changed. I value that in people that can say that balanced through ups and downs. He's had the highest of highs, and this was certainly very, very low. But he's a tremendous competitor, and I appreciate him greatly.
There was a point where he was walking off the field and kind of waved to the crowd, acknowledged them. I mean, do you think he's almost like sitting there saying, it might be my swan song?
I don't know that. I don't think Eli thinks. You'd have to ask him. He's a competitor. I believe he's got some football left, a lot of football in him. He's a competitor. Competitors, they last in this league. They're all over the place, especially at that position. And you need them.
Spags, at this point, the new season starts tomorrow. What's next for you?
Well, I mean, it's off season now. I mean, the season's over and the organization has to get rolling. We'll see what unwinds. We've got get the exit physicals tomorrow from 8 to 12. Got a team meeting at 12 o'clock. I know Dave wants to address the team, which is what you do. And we'll lay out what we have to do going forward. And then we'll take it day by day.
Coach, considering this was the start of a new era with the hiring of Dave Gettleman, was there a bit of an extra motivation to get this era off to a good start today?
It's a great point, but it worked out that way, so that's good. I'm not sure anybody was thinking like that. We were just chasing a win, wanting to find a way to beat the Washington Redskins. We hadn't had that feeling in a while, and it feels good.
Okay.
Can I do this? Maria doesn't watch these things or anything, but I want to thank her personally for her support.